For some reason, they let me have the sermon. That's what I get. Yeah, I saw that earlier, so I didn't have to look so much today, but I'm going to move that because I'll knock it off. All right, so we are in Romans for a couple of weeks here, and I mentioned that last time. And so what I'm going to do is very, very, very quickly, if you were not here last week, I'm going to run through the things that we learned. We learned six different things from the introduction to Romans, our pilot episode, if you will. And so what I want to run through are those six things very quickly. There's a Church of Christ followers in Rome, and Paul is in contact with them, which reminds us to be in contact with our fellow Christians as well. Number two, there may or may not be a visit to Rome, to the Roman church in the future for Paul. He wants to go, but it's always best for us to know one another in a very considerate and lengthy way to develop relationships together. Number three, the church consists of both Gentiles and Jews. God's love is an umbrella that's big enough for everyone. Number four, Paul longs for mutual encouragement between himself and the community of faith in Rome. Paul prays for them, wants them to pray for him, and we also must pray for one another and mutually encourage one another in our faith. Number five, we're going back to this, God's salvation is for everyone. Jesus Christ is who makes us able to stand before the throne of God, not any rules that we make up here. God's pure love challenges us to love all. Number six, Paul is not going to hide what he has to say. Paul was pushing the envelope with treason. The words he used were words that were used to describe the emperor at the time, and he uses them to describe Jesus Christ. And so he is really, really pushing the envelope here. But his message for us is that now is not the time to hold back. The message of God's love is subversive. It threatens the status quo because it raises up those who are bowed down and tears the tyrants from their thrones, as we hear Mary say. And we are not to be ashamed of loving others and letting others know why, in Jesus' name, that we love them. And then I gave our confirmands, who affirmed their baptisms last week, and you, a charge. To go in Jesus' name. We've been talking about being sent. I preached a sermon called Get Out of Here. It was about being sent, that Jesus sends us. We don't just sit here or come here on Sunday mornings. The most important part is that we are sent out those doors to bring God's love to everyone. And so I gave them a charge. We go in Jesus' name, bearing the good news of relationship, mutual encouragement, and non-judgment. I gave them a charge to push back against the powers of this world that would exclude and exploit and judge. I gave them the charge to stay in contact and build relationships based in the love of God in Jesus Christ. I gave them a charge to listen to the calling of the Holy Spirit, not simply in big things, but in every moment of every day. And I reminded them that they're going to make mistakes. But that when they do, they are to know that they are loved with a love that surpasses all human understanding. Much like the love of a mom. So I can just hear this thought going through some of your minds right now. But Pastor Amy, what about the Cool Whip containers? You're halfway through the sermon and you haven't even mentioned Cool Whip containers yet. That's the only reason I came to church today. Well, let me tell you a little story about my mom. My mother was the champion Cool Whip container hoarder. She had an entire closet that was just Cool Whip containers. And yes, there were sour cream containers, and there were ice cream pails, and there, you know, we just call, it's like Kleenex. We call them Cool Whip containers. She would have me go get a Cool Whip container. Well, this was the thing that you didn't want to do, because the Cool Whip container cupboard was its own ecosystem. And if you took one thing out, it affected everything in there. And so you'd very gingerly try to get one of those containers out, and everything would go. And then you had to pick it all up. It was, for those of you of a certain age, it was like Fibber McGee's closet. Yeah, I'm not getting the response I used to get with that. There used to be a whole lot of laughing at that, and I'm not getting that as much anymore. But the containers were for storing leftovers. Isn't that what we use them for? I'll bet my mom was not the only one who had that whole ecosystem growing in her house. Raise your hand if you use those things for storing stuff. Yeah. My mother-in-law, I even asked my husband to take a picture of my mother-in-law's Cool Whip cupboard. And she wouldn't let him. It's that bad. But I tell you, I'll be in there today after our lunch. But what do we use them for? We use them to store leftovers. We might share those leftovers, yes, and that's fine. But generally, we're just using them to try to keep that extra for future use. We might put it in the fridge. We might put it in the freezer. But eventually, we'll go back. We'll say, oh, that's right. We have this container of chili. Well, we could have that for supper tonight. In fact, my husband and I were going through the freezer yesterday, and he said, what are all these containers full of? And I said, well, let me take a look here. There's a whole lot of turkey broth. There's a whole lot of containers that have ham in them and ham bones. I'm a big soup maker. There's a big thing of chili in there that he made and he'd forgotten about. But they're sitting in there, full of potential, waiting to be used. Now, I'm going to read to you our scripture, but I'm going to read to you from the Message. The Message is it's by Eugene Peterson, and it's a paraphrase. It's not considered a translation because he takes a lot of liberties with what he says here. But, okay, where did my Romans go? Here it is. He has a certain way of putting things that sometimes brings a whole lot of clarity. Now, I will say that our readers did an incredible job today, especially that reading from Romans. And if I'd been a really nice pastor, I would have given you this version to read, but you did absolutely great. But here is chapter 5 from Romans, according to Eugene Peterson. By entering through faith into what God has always wanted to do for us, set us right with him, make us fit for him, we have it all together with God because of our Master Jesus. And that's not all. We throw open our doors to God and discover at the same moment that God has already thrown open the door to us. We find ourselves standing where we had always hoped we might stand, out in the wide open spaces of God's grace and glory, standing tall and shouting our praise. There's more to come. We continue to shout our praise even when we're hemmed in with troubles, because we know how troubles can develop passionate patience in us, and how that patience in turn forges the tempered steel of virtue, keeping us alert for whatever God will do next. In alert expectancy such as this, we're never left feeling shortchanged. Quite the contrary. We can't round up enough containers to hold everything God generously pours into our lives through the Holy Spirit. We can't round up enough containers. My mother certainly tried. So let me tell you one more story about my mom. This was the great pea soup incident of Easter. My mom was also a big soup maker, and her mother was before her. And so Mom was using Easter ham, all the leftovers, to make pea soup, which was a big favorite in our household. Mom got the soup all made. It took hours and hours, and it smelled so good. And she had all her Cool Whip containers out on the counter so that she could fill those up and put them in the freezer. And you know, you mustn't overfill them, because when they get in the freezer, they expand, right? So then you've got a problem, because the top pops off and you get freezer burn. So yeah, I heard all of these things growing up. So Mom's about to take the soup to the counter from the stove. And ham is greasy, right? Can you see this one coming? She dropped the pot. The whole pot. Now, you know what pea soup is like, right? Thick, green. We were finding pea soup for years. We tried to clean it. We did our best. We cleaned the floors, we cleaned the counters, we cleaned the cupboards, we cleaned the refrigerator. It was under the stove, in the drawer. And under the refrigerator where you have those little vents, it was in those. It was inside the pots and pans cupboards. It had splashed up on the window over the sink, and we were covered in it. It is the only time I've ever heard my mother use a naughty word. Seriously. There was no distinction between where it would go. There was no limit to its reach. There was nothing neat and organized and tidy and saved for later. There was nothing. It was overflowing with pea soup. And the Cool Whip containers that she had so carefully hoarded and then carefully set out on the counter so that she might keep that soup for us to use later. Those containers sat unused. God's love is poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. The very first phrase I ever translated from Greek into English. God's love is poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. We cannot round up enough containers to contain it. It cannot be kept tidy and neat and saved away for a rainy day. God's love is poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, and it overflows our attempts to contain it in any way. And so I have a charge for you today as well. Today's charge to you is to go with the flow. Allow God's love to fill you up and overflow into words and deeds. Without judgment, without distinction, without barriers. If we participate fully in this flood of God's overflowing love, maybe, just maybe, we will find indicators, remnants, bits of pea soup in places we never dreamed would be possible for it to reach. Cool Whip containers, ecosystems of Cool Whip containers in closets that we can shut a door on. Never, never going to contain the love of God in Christ Jesus. Amen.